The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. Good morning, Robin. Oh my, you weren't ready, were you?
Good morning. I'm a little slow this morning.
You're a little verdutched.
I am. I admit it.
Yes, I know that. Hey, we want to welcome Augie Gray on the line. Good morning, Augie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, buddy.
Morning, Augie.
Congratulations, man. You were just named as a director to the Pope and Young Club.
Well, I appreciate that. It's an organization I've been involved in for a long time. Some years ago, I got an animal that was with a bow and arrow that was big enough to be measured. And when I went looking for a measure, somebody to measure the antlers from the animal, I had to make a long drive in Maryland to find somebody. And I kind of got involved. The person I went to suggested I get involved. And back in 1995, I drove down to Tennessee with Stephen Keithley, and we took the class to be measures. And when I got to look at a lot of what Pope and Young was doing, a lot of real good stuff at a national level to represent bow hunters, I got involved in the organization. Got involved, took a deep dive years ago to help them build out their youth membership program, something that needed some work years ago. And yeah, more recently, I felt like there was an opportunity to, one of the things, Pope and Young is a national organization, so as you can imagine, trying to have a strong regional presence is a real challenge, and I personally think there's some things the organization can do to maybe be a little bit more nimble, to be able to respond to local events. Maybe not quite at a chapter level like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does, but just to be more responsive on the local level. So here I am as membership chair.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And appreciate you having me online this morning. Real excited about one of the things Pope Young has historically done is to have a convention every other year open to members. And these are really world-class affairs. And this year they've decided to move that format to an annual format. And I guess being a mid-Atlantic region resident, real excited because it's been a while since the convention has been anywhere near the mid-Atlantic. It was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania some years ago. But this year, and the convention is March the 26th to the 28th, that's a Thursday through Saturday, the convention is going to be at Chantilly, Virginia, which is really very close to Washington. It's less than a half hour west of Washington.
Right.
There's a sprawling hotel there, Westfield's Marriott. And that particular location allows Pope and Young not only to have a great convention, but there's 26 plus acres of woods there, and are going to have set up for all convention attendees a world-class 3D archery range right on the premises. It'll be open to those attending. So you'll be able to actually go around the archery range and shoot the 29 big game animals on the North American continent. So that's a little bit different.
That's pretty cool, though.
Absolutely.
So if you're a Pope and Young member, you can. It's easy to join. I mean, I joined the other day, and
it is easy. And even if you're not a Pope and Young member, for $10 a day, you can come and see the exhibits. Certainly, the organization encourages membership. Membership is important.
Sure.
But for $10 a day, you can come. You can see the exhibits. There's one of the largest broadhead collections in the world is going to be there.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, getting involved in a little bit of the activities. There's, among other things, there's a there's a number of people who are going to be recognized in a Hall of Fame presentation on Friday night, one of which is Fred Bear, who hasn't been with us for a while. But Ted Nugent's coming in to accept the award. So Ted Nugent will be there. I think he'll probably be doing his Call of the Wild song.
I'm sure.
Fred Bear. And, yeah, on and on and on. A lot of real good activities. They're raffling off a bunch of real mouth-watering kind of hunts.
yeah.
There's a photo contest. There's local trips to the NRA Museum. The Ingvar Hazy Aviation Museum is in the area. There's a trip to the winery. And there's some activities for younger members. And then also on display, this is probably the first time this has ever happened. 20 of the world record animals across the different species are going to be on display. So these things are coming in from all over the United States in crates. So this is, you can sense hopefully the excitement in my voice. This is really going to be a big deal.
You sound a little jacked up, and you mentioned Steve Keithley. Steve is, he's one of our members of Bucks, Bears, Stags, as are you as a major. And I know Steve's going to be there. I know Doug Wigfield will probably stop in for a day. I know one of our other guys, Chuck Wilcox, is going to be there the whole time. I don't know who else in BBS is going to be attending, but everybody's excited about it. I mean, our guys are excited about it. You're excited about it. I would hope that the bow hunters in Maryland would get excited about it. And I'm gonna hope for about, 2 minutes of mic time at the Bow Hunters Society benefit coming up in Glen Burnie here to actually invite the folks to join and to so I want to help you, Augie. I want to help you on that.
I appreciate that, and the site to go, because there's so much information. I mean, I'm only scratching the surface of everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
But the Pope and Young organization has an internet site, and it's pope-young.org. And when you go into that site, pope-young.org, in the upper right-hand corner it says conventions. And when you click on that, all the information that I'm describing is listed there, as well as online registration information.
Right.
So again, whether you just want to go to see the exhibits or you want to get a little more involved, all the way up to a potential full convention package that includes all of the meals, the breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a ton of special presentation.
Right.
Nick Huffman is going to be there. He's the host of Nick's Wild Ride.
Right. Nick's Wild Ride. Yeah, he's going to be there. That's right.
As well as Remy Warren, who's the coast of solo hunters. So on and on. A bunch of people there. And again, we were able to get Ted News. And so it's a rare opportunity in the Mid-Atlantic to drop in on a premier event for, it really caters to all bow hunters. So hope to see a lot of people there. As of yesterday, there's still a lot of open registration slots. So
sure. Well, that's what we want to try to help you fill there, buddy. That's for sure.
Yep. Well,
pope-young.org. And if anybody wants information, I can, if they send it to me, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, that'd be great. We're going to put this on the BBS site, probably tomorrow to promote the Pope and Young convention. So, I'm going to be putting it on all of our sites as well, the Outdoors and Radio Show, the, Maryland Hunting Quarterly and all that. So we'll make sure we get her done for you.
That's super. I'll be at the traditional bow hunters banquet on March 7th, and I'll certainly let those folks know. But
yeah, sure, that'd be great.
As always, we appreciate the good work you're doing. There's a lot of things going on in the Mid-Atlantic, and
no question.
You know, you're out in front in all of it, and we got to stick together on all this stuff for sure.
There's no question about it. No question about it. New organization was unveiled this week. Did you see it? Hunters for Maryland?
I saw a little release on it.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to. That's good.
Yeah. That is what the Maryland Hunting Coalition has transitioned to, which is Hunters for Maryland. I stepped down as executive director of the coalition back in April, almost a year ago now. And, what's going to happen next was the question. And here it is, a year later. We've got Bill Miles representing hunters in Annapolis, as he has done for many years, as he did for 5 years under the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And now he's representing hunters still under this new group called Hunters for Maryland. Self-funded group. You know, no banquets or fundraisers or raffles or things like that at this time. Not a membership organization. This is just a number of individuals that have the wherewithal to be able to fund an organization like this privately, and that's what's going on. So Steve Keithley is heading that up, as far as I know. There's some great people involved. Beth Hill is involved. She is she's well known in the forestry industry, and you know, she's a brand new hunter, and so we're excited about Hunters for Maryland.
Well, with the this is legislative season, and
yes.
And it's amazing with all the anti firearms legislation, it seems like it always comes around this time of year, and sometimes people tend to panic and wonder if their interests are being represented. So all these organizations are great and play a critical need. If we didn't have any of those people, we would be in some real trouble in Maryland.
Exactly.
So thank you for all you do.
Sure. You know, there's the Archery Trade Association, which is the trade people in the archery industry, but they are the ones that look after the manufacturers and the dealers. This organization, Pope and Young, is the organization for the hunters, the bow hunters. And, you know, bow hunting, as you know, Augie, has declined probably in the last 20 years, something like, I don't know what the percentage is, but, you know, the interest just is not there like it was in the early 90s. And,
right.
You know, it's certainly a noble way to take an animal. It requires dedication and so forth, and we want people to just remember that.
Well, it's also good that the hunter decline issue is one that's gotten a lot of press. It's good to see that most major conservation organizations have embraced the R3 concept,
retention,
concept
recruitment,
reactivation.
Reactivation. Yes, exactly.
You're looking not only at signing up new members, but taking care of the existing ones, and for people, particularly as they get older, lose interest, whatever, and drop out of a lot of these organizations. Recontacting those people and trying to rekindle that passion so that we keep our numbers high.
Yep, and that's another reason we've established Bucks, Bears, Stags, is because we're, you know, with the guys that are involved, including yourself, you know, the conservation ethic is what really drives us, and to try and interest youth to come into the fold. And Major Antlers is just one way to start a conversation. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you've got a 110-inch whitetail or a 196-inch non-typical. It really doesn't matter. It starts a conversation. It's something to look at and admire and talk about the hunt and get people excited and so forth. And we're glad to see that we've got some youngsters coming. We had a young boy in there last night from Louisiana that hunted in Texas and took a nice buck. And I said, hey, I don't care if it's a Texas deer. Send me your picture. I'll put it in this Maryland magazine. They were up here kind of like the trade program that the trappers do from Dorchester to Louisiana. It's kind of like a exchange student deal. And, you know, they were here for the muskrat skinning and all that. And I said, I don't care if it's a Texas deer and you're from Louisiana. We want to encourage youngsters to stay in this enterprise we call hunting. So, you know.
Well, and that's been a big challenge for Pope and Young too, because
sure.
a lot of what they do, visibly centers around the world records and the exotic trips to places where some of those 29 big game animals are. And so sometimes the kids get left behind. The newer hunters get left behind. And what I've seen within Pope and Young, and one of the reasons I've kind of jumped in to get more involved, is because, it's the other people. Everybody starts somewhere, and there's always an embarrassment factor. There's a new hunter factor, and, embracing new hunters and embracing the youth element within bow hunting and all of the hunting sports. It's not only important, it's key to the long-term success of all of those organizations.
Right.
So,
well, I'll tell you a story about the embarrassment factor factor in a big buck that happened to me this year, and I've told it on the air, but we'll talk about that later. I did get a question, Augie, and it's probably, I don't know how you want to deal with it or talk about it. This is from Joe, and Joe's a buddy. He said, was there ever any resistance by Pope and Young Club to embrace the crossbow and any resulting record book deer, or is a bow a bow? Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, Pope and Young represents archery, as traditional archery compound bows. The compound or the crossbow hunters, in some cases, although they're hunting with a
archery tackle.
It's archery tackle with broadheads. I believe there are a couple of other organizations out there specifically for crossbow shooters.
Right.
Pope and Young has historically been an archery organization, and there periodically that topic comes up. Why not put it all under one umbrella? But right now, Pope and Young is not situated.
Got it. I didn't think they were, but the listener asked the question, so understandably.
We talked about membership. Anybody under 18 who joins as a youth member of Pope and Young, it's $10, and adults $45 is a regular membership.
Right.
Pope and Young is also a tiered organization where you can come in without having no special requirements in terms of animals that you've taken with a bow, and then you can progress in the organization based on involvement in things like the committee we're talking or the convention we're talking about, and other activities, mentorship. You can move up into different levels of membership within the organization.
Sure. But up to director, like Augie Gray.
Well, it's, as you know, Alan, a lot of those kind of titles, it's really just doing a lot of work, getting a lot of satisfaction out of.
That's right.
Doing great work for great people. So we really knit this all together.
Exactly. Well, conservation and the love of the outdoors are the two things that I think unite hunters as well. So. Augie, I appreciate you joining us this morning. We're going to see you at the convention, if not before. And
if anybody wants more information about the convention, pope-young.org, it's all there, the membership information. Click in the upper right-hand corner on conventions, and everything we just talked about is right there, along with
right
the
there.
Registration. But hope we see some people come out, whether they're paying $10 just to see the exhibits and maybe learn a little bit more about Pope and Young. They're coming for the full convention. They have a great time. Get to see some of the people that they see on TV will be there, and as well as a lot of kids and their parents. There's a photo contest. We've got people submitting photos that aren't maybe fairly new to bow hunting, and if they win a contest, they might end up on a pretty nice hunt somewhere in the United States. And,
there you go.
But anyway,
that's nice.
Hope,
all right, buddy.
Anybody that totes a bow around, we hope to see them. It's March 26th to the 28th. That's a Thursday through Saturday. You still have plenty of time to register. But embrace the fact that we're having this wonderful convention in the Mid-Atlantic area. It might not happen for a couple of years, but it's I'm excited about it. And
yeah, I can tell. Yeah, well, so are we. So.
Well, Alan, keep doing what you do. And I will, too, and we'll meet along the way.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, Alan. Take care.
Thanks, Augie. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Augie Gray. Yes, indeed. Time for what?
A commercial
break. You
want
to say something?
Commercial break.
Yeah, I know. Commercial break. I understand that. Let me see my little list here of all my commercials. Oh, we got to talk about Clyde Sport Shop. Love to talk about Clyde Sport Shop. Why not? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Their 10-day sale starts this Friday. That would be March 6th. This is through Sunday, March 15th. That's why it's called a 10-day sale. It's called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. And half-price monofilament fishing line. Just bring your empty spools in and whatever pound test you'd like to apply to those reels. And you need to change your line at least every 2 years. So whatever pound test you want to put on your reels, you'll get it for half price during the 10-day sale. I might have to run a few over there myself, no question. The spinning reels that are on sale is the Penn Battle 2 series, the Pfluger President series, All Shakespeare rods and reels, all ugly sticks, which are made by Shakespeare, are on sale, and all Pfluger rods and reels are on sale as well. Great line of reels that you don't hear a lot about is the Pfluger line, and you need to take a look at some of those. They are some really nice reels. Kids fishing combos and kits from 1995, all on sale, and those are available for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more. All trolling lures on sale, Clark spoons, Sea Striker planers.
3 minute stations.
I don't know what that was. But that's okay.
Operator Clyde Sport error. Shop.
What's that?
Operator error.
Sorry. Clyde Sport Shop offers live and frozen bait and minnows for any type of fishing, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, and circle hooks for rock fishing more. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 10-day sale starts this Friday, don't forget, at Clyde Sport Shop. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Hey, the Maryland Sportsman Show. If you love the outdoors, be sure to attend the Maryland Sportsman Show. Coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, March 28th and 29th. Hours are 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday. The Maryland Sportsman Show offers expert seminars, a 3D archery shoot, waterfowl and turkey calling contest, and even a cornhole contest on Saturday. Let's not be confused. This is the Maryland Sportsman Show. This is not the Pope and Young Convention that we spoke about. Own a gun, shoot a bow, pick a taxidermist, or book a trip. Guns and ammo, archery, guides and lodges, taxidermy, apparel, boats and campers, kayaks and canoes, ATVs, clubs and organizations, and much, much more. All at the Maryland Sportsman Show, coming to the Howard County Fairgrounds, I-70, exit 80, March 28th and 29th. For more, visit mdsportsmanshow.com, mdsportsmanshow.com. And let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. You know, there's a fishing expo in a little fishing show in Annapolis today, and that's where you'll find Bay Country Crabbing Supplies. They'll be set up there. Our buddy Dan was feeling a little under the weather this week, but he assured me that they will be at the show. So let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're located in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. And they will be at the Annapolis show today. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Bring your license. You'll get a discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. And we'll be right back after these messages. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four Big Mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff Burr's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam.
Woo!
Big Mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, Chris, let's not do all 12 days. I think we get the idea.
I just thought that, you know, maybe if we think about Christmas and a few other things, that maybe we might be able to get the snow for Robin.
Yes!
They have, you know, Christmas in July, so I figured, why not? Just a little early.
I love it.
You are really lighting up our listeners because they want to go fishing. They don't want to go ice fishing. They want to go fishing. They want to catch some perch. They want to catch some trout. And they want to catch some panfish and some crappie.
But you have to remember, because the weather is so far off, all those fish are so confused. They're not going to be able to know to fight a line.
Takes one to know one.
Oh, go away.
The Annapolis Expo is at today. It's the annual saltwater fishing expo, and that is at the Elks Lodge on Solomon's Island Road in Edgewater. So that's right close by to Bay Country Crab and Supply, and I'm sure that you will enjoy going to that if you go. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to talk about Pope and Young Convention, if you'd like to talk about bow hunting, if you'd like to talk about fishing, if you'd like to talk about anything in the outdoors, if you'd like to talk about a bird, like a wood-headed red pecker that Chris saw up in the woods the other day, we'd be more than glad to talk about that. You want to talk about venison recipes? You want to talk about squirrel hunting? You want to talk about, I don't care, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors? Give us a call.
410, muskrat recipes?
410-WCBM-680. Muskrat recipes, yeah. I don't know how many there are for muskrat.
They start serving muskrat at 1 o'clock today.
1 o'clock. Okay. Chris, any comments?
No.
Why not?
It seems like every time I open my mouth lately, I just end up putting my foot deeper in it.
There's a term for that, confusing one thing for another in a sentence. I can't remember what it is.
Dyslexia?
No, it could be.
Old age, lack of sleep.
Well, one or the other. Yeah,
Chris, exhaustion.
Did you hear about the dyslexic atheist?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he didn't believe in dog. So we have a new addition.
Please call. We're going to have to listen to his jokes.
We have a new addition to our recently remodeled great room here at the house. The roadkill coyote, which was killed on Route 32. In Carroll County, out just north of Eldersburg, driving down, we were going bow hunting, and I was in Westminster for some reason, and I was driving south on Route 32, and a pickup truck coming north on 32. We crossed. I mean, we went by each other, and as we did, I saw this animal come off of somebody's yard there and run into the side of the truck and bounce off and go up in the yard and lay down and die, and it was a coyote.
I'm sending Chris a picture.
That
was its name, Wiley?
Yeah, that's who we're calling him.
You and Robin. It doesn't have a name.
His name is Wiley.
If you can make daddy jokes, so can we.
That's right.
Okay, I'll give you that one. But it's beautiful. It's on a snow scene. It's got its front paw up on a log, and the other one kind of cocked back a little bit. pretty one. And the taxidermist said, you know, this has some of the longest guard hairs, which I guess are the ones coming off the neck onto the back. He said that I've ever seen. It's really beautiful. They look kind of like feathers. It's a really nice looking coyote.
I got one picture on the way.
Okay, well, Chris will see that when he.
Yeah,
when
and
he
see, that's just it. Said, you know, anybody listening, when you said roadkill coyote, that is, it's gorgeous. I've seen pictures of it, and
oh, you did.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. No
it
question.
Is a beautiful so, animal.
And you got, you know, where you were hunting yesterday, there's coyotes up there that you've seen on the trail camera pictures.
Mm-hmm. You and know. I've also seen bear too. Chuck sent me those.
Week or the week before. You were in the stand where Chuck saw the four bears, the sow and the four cubs. I wish you'd seen the bear. So anyway, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Very cool. So the number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I want to thank Augie Gray for filling us in on some convention stuff for the Pope and Young Club, and you bow hunters. You know, to save your own sport, seriously, you need to get some people involved. You need to get the kids out there shooting a bow, even a recurve. You can buy a recurve for like $30 and get them out there, you know, sticking a string. Just get them started.
So, well, you're helping our grand godchild find a bow right now for her birthday. She doesn't know about, but she hasn't listened to the show, so we're okay.
Right, right. Yep, we're trying to do that. So, you know, I do like helping the kids and so forth. So.
And you're never too old to start. I'm not going to give my age away, but I'm old, and I'm just now getting into everything.
And you are gonna do well. There's no question about it. You're going to do well. Yep.
If he ever gets to see one.
So. Mark.
Lots of pictures.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Martin emailed us and said, poor Chris, you ain't going to hear the end of that statement.
It's okay.
Ever.
It's all right.
Hey, it was a good one. It was a good one.
You're leaving somebody else alone, and I've got big shoulders.
And, and you said it. You said it on the air.
There you go.
You said it on the air.
I didn't even realize it.
Oh, we got a nice text here from Josh. I'll let you read it. Not Wiley.
Wiley Willie Coyote.
Wiley Willie.
Wiley Willie Coyote.
Willie Wiley. Yes, indeed. Thanks for that, Josh. That made my day. So, people still can't be sleeping because it's daylight. And unless they have those light blocking curtains like we have, they're not going to get up.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they're going to get up. They should be, right?
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's too cold, then they're just going to say, oh, heck no, and stay in bed.
No, they're going to say, it's leap year. Please let me sleep in on leap day. I only get to do it once every 4 years.
Yeah, because in the next couple of weeks, we're going to lose that extra hour.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I tell you, those lightsabers, well, they don't work that much for me, but they do help a little bit.
What?
The light dimming or blocking curtains.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't sleep anyway, so I don't know why I said it, but.
Well, they do help a little bit.
They get rid of noise.
Yeah, the big TV screen on in the room, it kind of illuminates things all night long.
I'll cut it out.
So.
You're just as capable of turning the TV off after I fall asleep.
Sure. Sure. Send that to Josh. Oh, here. Send that to Josh, that picture. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What time is it? Chris, what time is it? What time is it?
641.
641.
So we have a few minutes to go before the break. I want to know if anybody's actually been out perch fishing, if we've got anybody out there that's going today or has heard anything about yellow perch or white perch anywhere in Maryland. I'd like to hear about that because we're not hearing much. You know what I mean? So I got a text about the trout stocking schedule. You know, if you get on the email list, you can find out where DNR's stocking their trout. You know, all stocking trout the week of such and such and such and such extreme, and so forth. He says, Fake news. I went to this one of the spots they said they stocked, and I got bagels. Yeah, not literally bagels, but, you know, that's pretty fun. Oh, speaking of bagels, we're stopping at Big Country Bakery on the way to the show today, aren't we?
Yes, we are, to pick some up.
So as soon as the show's over, you got to get ready because we got to get out of here.
I've already been thinking about how to get off the air now because it'll take me that long.
I know. So.
Actually, not. I'm not good. I've got everything ready to go.
Yeah, we got everything ready yesterday. I did stop and see Dave. Dave's pictures on the front cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly up in the corner this week. And what did we get? Did I get you? I got you a donut.
You got me the donut of the month, and it was amazing, whatever it was.
Did we talk about this last week?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember. But definitely going to be stopping there. So, and Chris.
Yes, sir.
Dave has a gift for you.
Dave has a gift for me.
Yes, he does. And we'll pick that up today and get it to you somehow or another when I come up there to Baltimore next week probably.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
He's all got right. A mailbox, right?
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Do you have a mailbox? Or do or you want me to use my mailbox?
We'll have to talk because I'm focusing on something else right now and I'm losing track of what it is that you're telling me.
All right. Well, you focus on that and we'll take care of it.
Okay. I've got Emerson online. He wants to talk about milk.
Okay.
Okay.
Emerson.
Alan, Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Emerson.
What's going on, man?
Okay, not a whole lot. It's a beautiful morning out here. But look, I have a question about something that happened back in the middle of September last.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you know the Gunpowder River?
Yep.
Okay. Now, from the small dam, it comes around, and there is another substation.
Right.
And then it goes on down to the Hartford Road Bridge.
Right.
Another substation. Okay. Now, within a week and a half time frame period, because I stop out there, you know, and sit and contemplate, watch nature.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the whole river is white.
Ooh.
Pure white, bank to bank, and I stayed there 3.5 hours, and it never changed. And I went as far as to get down at the river's edge and smell, because I wasn't going to touch it.
Right.
Not knowing what. I didn't smell anything. It smelled like regular water. You know? And
I'm
then,
with you.
And then I went back the next day, and it was all clear. But then, within that week and a half period, I went down there again, and again, it's pure white. And I know this had to get all the way into the Chesapeake Bay, and again, it didn't have any odor. And if I would have thought, I would have tried to scoop up some, to get it tested. Now, and then the next day, it cleared up again.
Did you call Maryland Department of the Environment?
I talked to the DNR. Because they canvassed that area. All he could tell me was that they know about it, but they don't know anything. I talked to the BGE people. They know about it. They're not talking about it. Any idea?
There's a tackle shop up there on York Road. You might want to talk to those guys and see what they know, because they monitor that river a lot.
Okay. Well, it's not up at that end. It's down at Loch Raven's end.
Have you talked to the folks at Loch Raven?
Nobody's talking. Nobody's
talking.
Yeah, because I don't know if whatever was discharged was from Loch Raven, because apparently it didn't come from either of the dams. It happened between
somewhere in between
the small dam and where BGE is.
Wow.
And they know about it, but they're not telling me anything.
Hmm. Well, you're going to have to get somebody involved. You're going to have to get one of the river keeper groups or somebody involved. Because who knows, you know, that goes into the Baltimore City watershed. People are drinking whatever that is.
Oh, yes.
But nobody's saying anything.
Nobody is. They know about it, but they're not saying anything.
There's no manufacturing up that way?
Oh, no. It's just between the dam and the Hartford Road Bridge, it's just two substations.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. And they know about it, but they're not talking about it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Stay on top of it. Stay on top of it.
Well, I keep asking, and I keep getting not waylaid, but we know, but we don't know.
Maryland Department of Environment.
Okay, because it had no odor.
It had no smell.
I smelled the river.
Yeah, you said that.
It was pure white.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to call Maryland Department of the Environment, or I don't know what this other thing is. MESSAGE, whatever that is. That doesn't sound right. But yeah, you can't. You got to call Maryland Department of the Environment. They're the ones that you're going to have to talk to.
Okay, Alan. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. You and Robin have a great day.
You
we will.
Too.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
Yep.
And just so you know.
Yes.
Our grandson hears us on the radio. He's talking to the radio.
Well, good for him.
I know, grandmother. I'm sorry.
I know. He talks to me all the time.
I know. Well, he hears
likes
your voice.
Me.
Brian says he's talking like crazy to the radio.
Well, good. Maybe he'll be someday he'll take over the show.
That's right.
You never know.
Carrying on the heritage.
Yeah, the legacy.
Legacy.
The legend, the legacy.
We got a caller on the line.
All right.
Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hello,
Alan.
Scott. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
What's up?
That was interesting, that last call. I'm the conservation director for the Maryland Bass Nation, so I'm going to look into that.
No, good. Yeah, I figured that perked your ears up, Scott. No question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you had asked if any fish were biting anywhere, and the only thing that I've been hearing is up in the Susquehanna deep, they're catching some nice yellows right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up off of, north of Habity Grace around Perrin Point in that area.
Right. Deep water need a boat.
Deep water need a boat. And they're getting
80 feet.
Silver buddies.
Silver buddies. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they still make silver buddies? Did anybody ever take that company over?
I don't know if they actually make silver buddies. I know Bass Pro has a lot of the knockoff stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure. I got a bunch on that I bought years ago that I've just been holding on to. But
oh, yeah. That was the thing. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, I was going to, I don't know what you're doing next Saturday, but if you're in the area, stop by our Bass Club's Fish and Flea Market.
Okay.
That Back River Neck Road, Back River United Methodist Church on Back River Neck Road. And come on in. Be my guest from 8 to 1 anytime.
Appreciate it. All right.
But anyway, it's good hearing you. I always enjoy listening to you. And I'm not fishing today, but I'm out running around. But hopefully the weather will stay nice. And with a mild winter, usually that's good for the fish.
You think so.
Come up early. And the fish don't, a lot of them die sometimes when it freezes over and the ice goes away. You'll find dead ones. But I'm looking forward to a great bass fishing season this year coming up.
Well, good.
No snow, good for fish, bad for Robin.
Yeah, and
Robin has been whining about no snow forever.
Yeah.
I even took her up to Deep Creek Lake for our anniversary so she could see some snow. Do I get any appreciation? No.
But we got ice.
Oh, that's right. It was ice, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't have any electricity in the hotel.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, Alan. You take care.
We'll
have
see
a
you
great
later.
Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Scott will look into that. There's no question. All right. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Their 10-day sale called Let's Go Fishing Sale starts this coming Friday. Okay? A lot of stuff on sale. All rods and reels made by Shakespeare and Ugly Stick and Pfluger are on sale. The Penn spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 2 series. The Pfluger spinning reels are on sale featuring the President series. Kids combos from 1995. All trolling lures are on sale. Check out their line of St. Croix rods. If you want a really nice fishing rod, St. Croix makes a spectacular fishing rod. And, oh, did I mention that they're giving away line? Well, they're not really giving it away, but they may as well be. It's all half price. Empty your spools, bring your spools in, have them fill it with premium monofilament, Strand, Berkeley, Shakespeare line, all for half price. Whatever it is per yard, that's going to be half price to you. Again, it's Friday, March 6th through Sunday, March 15th. Tackle for perch and trout is on sale. You name it. Clyde's has live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing licenses, rod and reel repairs, lures, hooks, lead weights. And if you get them talking about fishing, they're going to tell you where the fish are biting. So why not ask them? You know, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week and accept all major credit cards. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, I'm going to tell you one more time about the National Outdoor Show. We're there. Robin and I are there. You can come see us at the Bucks, Bears, Stags display where we're measuring white-tailed deer and sika deer and black bears. And we got a little sign up there. We measured our biggest black bear at that show. A fellow by the name of Ronnie Oberender killed a big giant bear up in Garrett County in 2016. And it's the largest one in our records right now. It's 20 11/16 inches, which makes it big enough for the national organization Boone and Crockett Club. So there you go. It's the 75th annual National Outdoor Show today and tomorrow. Today, 29th, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. $8 for adults, $4 for kids. It's the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family. Entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for a lot of different stuff. And there's a bunch of stuff spread out all over the place. Savor local seafood delicacies, including oyster fritters.
Yeah. Oyster fritters, and crab cake, crab soup.
Yep. And muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way, Robin's favorite. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. That's right. Look, these are soul of the earth, folks. I'm serious. Dorchester County, muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers and watermen and wildlife. And they're proud to show you what Dorchester has to offer at the National Outdoor Show. Today, 75th annual, they got a commemorative T-shirt. We're going to buy one. And it's National Outdoor Show. .org, nationaloutdoorshow.org.
The people there are so nice. This is one of my favorite shows to do.
Exactly. No question about it. So we'll see you down there. We'll be right back after this.
Cold start to the weekend, working hard to hit the 30s today, even with some sunshine. More than 10 degrees colder than average this afternoon with a high of 37. And another cool night tonight, down to 28 degrees. Quick warm-up as we flip the calendar tomorrow. March gets underway with 50 degrees tomorrow and sunshine for Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday, high of 60, and then some showers Tuesday through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, and more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line-X.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Luigi. No?
Nope. Come on. Not online.
You there?
Yeah. Robin said hi. Where are you?
I'm here.
Okay, look. We got very little time. What's on your mind, buddy?
I see you're showing the dog house.
Sorry?
I see that you are showing the dog house.
Nope. Not yet. Not now. Am I in the dog house?
Not today.
No. Robin is.
Rob?
I don't know what I did, but I'll find out later.
So what's up, buddy?
No, nothing. I'm just shopping around since 5 o'clock. And
yeah.
I don't know. I might come down there today. I might take a trip down there.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, love to meet you.
Yeah, yep. The Dorchester. I've been down there a lot of times. We did a lot of things. I did a lot of things down there.
Yeah.
So
take a little tour of the refuge while you're down there. Go down the wildlife drive in the refuge. You'll enjoy it.
I remember when we had a storm here. Remember that storm? Was worked FEMA. And
right.
I was down. And I took a long turn. And I threw there. I water all around the way I got out of it.
Got it. And Luigi, buddy, there's the music. Maybe we'll see you today. Thanks for the call.
Hope to see you.
Okay.
Good all right, buddy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, very interesting here, Robin. One of our listeners just texted and said, where the guy's talking about the gunpowder, there's a military base.
Huh.
Maybe that's why nobody's talking.